Hi, everyone. It's Aileen.
Jordana. Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
I was just thinking that. And you're listening to Betch Slapped. So let's get right to it.
Yes.
Okay, what's the most exciting thing that happened recently?
I think it's Sansa Stark's engagement.
Sansa Stark getting engaged to someone who doesn't brutally hurt her. I mean, obviously in real life. I know there's this like, whatever.
Sophie Turner.
Bad joke.
There's the real girl, and then there's the actress.
The actress, and who is she? She's now engaged to Joe Jonas, casually.
Yes. I think their age gap is like, okay, their age gap isn't that weird, but she's 21 and he's 28. So I think she's a little too young, but I mean,
I think she's a little too young to be engaged. Yeah. I think she's young to be engaged.
I agree. I think the dating part is like not that weird. I think they've been dating less than a year. She's 21 and they're engaged.
Like, why can't they just keep dating?
I feel like this is not going to end well.
Well, what's the point of getting married? They're going to have children next year?
Those Joe and I,
they love young.
They like used to have those purity rings. They probably like are very into marriage.
Oh, right. I forgot they were like those sweet, sweet young men.
Yeah. Do you remember we met Kevin?
Yeah.
He was really nice.
He was really nice. He's like now into like tech and stuff. But Joe Jonas is in that dance group. DNC.
So is he the most famous one or is Nick?
No, I think the youngest one is
Nick is the most famous.
Is the most
famous.
Who's he dating? I don't know. Arya Stark? I don't know. I really don't know. But
they
anyway,
all look very similar. It's kind of hard to tell them apart.
Well, they are brothers.
That's true.
But no, I had no idea which one any of them were until like they broke out of the group. And then they, like Kevin had that show with his wife, remember?
What was it? Married to Jonas?
And then Joe Jonas has that, like the Cake by the Ocean song.
Yeah, imagine if like Sophie Turner goes from like playing Sansa Stark like in the most like brutal, like terrible scenes of all time. And then she goes to like, she's on Married to Jonas.
Oh my God. I feel like she's really funny in real life. Have you ever watched like her do impersonations and like interviews? She's kind of really funny.
Emilia Clarke seems really cool in real life.
Maybe all of those British people are really funny in real life. Probably.
And also like I think they all were like not famous at all before Game of Thrones. So I think they all were like, normal people.
Well, Jon Snow just got engaged.
Oh yeah, to the woman he was dating on the show.
Yeah, to You Know Nothing. A lot of these gingers getting engaged.
The Game of Thrones definitely has a high ginger ratio of most.
I know. Games. Yeah, and that guy, what's his name? The one, the wildling that loves Brienne.
Oh yeah, I don't know what his
he
name is.
He definitely died last season, right? On the Wall?
I don't think so.
Didn't they show him like fully?
I think he was like running. He's like one of those people who could be like that.
Yeah, but how do you run off a wall that's about to collapse?
People have done stranger things in the show. Okay. But anyway, yeah, I'm imagining her on a reality show with like Joe Jonas. If she doesn't become a serious actress after that. She only has one season left, then she's gonna
definitely gonna be a serious actress.
She's gonna find a new
job. She's so good. She's so good. Isn't it weird that she and Arya Stark are the same age?
Yeah. I think it's weird. It's less weird now that they're like older, but I feel like when they were younger, Sansa definitely looked
like
much
14,
older.
And the other one looked 7. Yeah.
I guess Maisie Williams is just like much smaller
yeah.
person.
Anyway, as enthralling as this conversation is,
okay. So there's a condom company also big this week is making condoms in 60 different sizes.
That's thrilling. Where is this happening?
They're trying
in the US?
To reinvent the yeah. They're trying to reinvent the condom industry.
So it's going to be like you have to buy. That like sucks for the condom industry. They have to buy all these new SKUs.
Well, yeah, but I think the idea, I actually think it's a good idea in the sense that like condoms have been like around for a while. There's been very little innovation. Everyone like, they have those like lube things that they like, oh, extra lubricated or like yeah. ribbed or whatever, but they all fucking like feel the same, I think. And like, I don't think they're kind of suck.
So it's just a custom fit condom?
Well, the idea I think behind it is that like if it's the wrong size, it like is less comfortable. It feels worse, and it's more like you're wearing like a paper bag over your penis, or a plastic
right.
bag, rather.
If it's too big.
Right. So I think the idea is like you make it so it fits you like snugly, and then it's less you're less likely to notice.
Snugly.
It. Snugly.
Yeah. No, I'm looking at this thing, and they send like print at home fitting kits
yeah.
that men use to determine the right size to order.
Yeah, but they're not in numbers or centimeters because that's like a very sensitive topic. So they have like a letter. I think, in a
yeah.
number or something.
Yeah,
which is a very good idea, too, because, like, no one wants to send in that they're, like, 3-centimeter penis.
I guess this makes sense, because there's, like, also the size in terms of, like, circumference. Like,
right.
in the picture that they're showing, that I'm looking at. They're two, they're the same length, but one is much thinner.
If you think about it though, like women have like so many different boob sizes, they make so many different bra sizes. Why should men have all like one thing to cover their penis?
Right.
Like it doesn't really make any sense. They have like the regular and the magnum, but like, and apparently the regular has to be like oversized so that it fits like the larger penises, but what about all those guys out there?
With the micro penises.
Right, but they can't be like outwardly complaining about it because it's kind of embarrassing.
Right.
So like I think this is actually,
it's a good idea.
I like the fact that there's innovation in these things that like there hasn't been any innovation in a very long time. I also feel that way about the umbrella.
The condom and the umbrella both need innovations. I agree with the umbrella. Like, why do I have to fucking hold it?
Right.
I hate umbrellas. I'd rather get wet.
They haven't come up with anything better than the umbrella. The umbrella's been around for, what, like 200 years? Like, I guess they have the clear ones that, like, go around your body, but it's still, like, you still have to hold it. I think I saw this thing on Shark Tank, but it was, like, an umbrella that, like, attached to your, like, back so you could just walk with it, but it's still, you're, like, smacking people with it.
Yeah, the best idea is something that just, like, goes around your head and it just, like, covers your head. Do you ever see those bag umbrellas?
No.
They're really stupid. It's just like an umbrella for your purse because...
Why is it different than a regular umbrella?
Because it covers the purse. When you're under an umbrella, you might get it wet. And it's leather and other sucks. You don't want to get it wet.
Yeah, they've got to come up with something better than the umbrella.
I need to get these like fake penis models off of my computer screen right now.
Anyway, I think it's a great idea.
If anybody has any ideas for an umbrella innovation, please email us. We will discuss it at length.
That's true. But also, like, don't you think, like, the people are more likely to have safe sex if it's, like, not as annoying to use condoms? Or if, like, they're just made better?
Yeah, but I still think men are still going to make the excuse. Like, it doesn't feel as the same.
But they can only make that excuse for as long as it's a thing.
But has it always been a problem with it doesn't fit? I've never heard anyone say that.
I think obviously no one's going to say that. It's like, it doesn't fit because my penis is too small. No one's going to tell you that that's the issue.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, that's just not something someone's going to, like, that some guy is going to be, like, complaining about. Like, it doesn't feel good because it's too big.
Right.
No one's going to say that. And, like, as girls, we don't know, like, what the...
We don't know.
We don't know, like why exactly they think it doesn't... This has probably been the issue the whole time. Right. All the guys complaining about it, it's just too big.
I mean, if men
them.
Started this company, that they must have some insight into it, right? I'm sure they did some research.
Yeah. It just makes... I mean, like, imagine if they only had one bra, and you were like, if your boobs were too small, they would... What a huge bra. And if your boobs just didn't fit in it, like, you were just, like, shit out of luck.
Well, I really wear bralettes, to be honest, and I really like those, but I agree with what you're saying. But also,
talking.
If you're listening and you've had issues with men's condoms and their sizes and it affecting your sex life, please email us.
If you're a man too,
yeah,
if you're a gay
dude.
Man, straight man, let us know what the deal with condoms is because we don't wear them.
Yeah, we don't.
I think it's an interesting conversation. I like anything that like brings a discussion to the table that like people are like kind of like.
Hesitant
like
to talk about.
It's
yeah,
weird.
I agree.
Other big weird news week. California is passing a law that says that all the pets in pet stores have to come from shelters or rescue centers.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts on like getting from like a pet store versus getting from a breeder? I know we were like...
Yeah, I know. I'm not really... I don't feel very knowledgeable in this like topic. I did ask some people before this podcast. And I like Googled puppy mills and all that. So a puppy mill is generally like it's like a place where they mass produce animals. Like where they...
How do they do that? Just like have dogs that they
have sex.
Like,
and then the problem where it's like different than like a good breeder, the difference between that is that they like abuse them. So it's like where dogs
and
get
then
abused.
And they sell them to pet stores?
And they sell them to pet stores or any like...
Why do they abuse them?
It's just bad. I mean, why do they abuse chickens?
Right. And like, just, like too many of them.
That's just what it's
really
like. They don't care.
Right.
And then in turn, these dogs are abused and they have like mental, physical conditions and they can like make an experience of having a dog kind of like shitty, but also the dog itself is having a shitty life. So,
right.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm all for rescuing the dog, but I was reading an article and it said like people are... But if they do this, people are gonna go like there's gonna be like a bigger industry, like like a black
market
for like rare dogs that you would need to have bred. You know what I mean? Like weird dogs. Like,
well, they're not saying to get rid of breeders. right? You can still buy from a breeder. Like a breeder can breed a rare dog.
No.
Maybe it's just there'll be like less of them.
Maybe they're saying only at pets, yeah, from pet stores. So the pet stores can only get from rescue shelters. And the rescue shelters are getting them from puppy mills. So instead of getting direct, like buying directly, they're removing that. Like, but yeah, I don't know. It's, I think it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
There's
I
like
mean,
this the whole awful industry
I feel
of dogs.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of like, there's a lot of pressure on people. I feel like, it's kind of looked down upon to not get a dog from like a shelter.
Yeah.
Or something like that because there's, it's like, but then again, like, okay, I know it's not the exact same analogy or comparison, but people are like there's so many kids that need to be adopted and people have their own, like, all the time. Like, obviously, like, there's a difference because it's, like, from your DNA and your it's your
right.
biological
yeah.
child, which is, yeah. like, different than, like, I'm, like, picking a dog that I want specific.
Yeah, you can't have a dog, right?
Right, it's like you could birth a dog.
Yeah.
But I think the argument, there are some similarity in the sense of, like, because there are an abundance of things that, like, that need homes and need care, does that mean you shouldn't, like, have your own?
Right.
Or,
I don't know.
Have exactly the kind of dog that you want to have.
Like, it's very selfless to rescue a dog, I think, because you don't know what, how, because you're getting a dog sort of, unless you're, like, some fucking amazing hero and you're just rescuing dogs and adopting children left and right, you, like, if you're honest with yourself, you're getting a dog to make your life better, right?
Right.
You're not really, like, unless
yeah,
again,
I mean, everyone could say what they the whole yeah. reason, but like at the
unless
let's
again
be real.
You're sitting around like you have all this time in the world to like take care of all these animals and pay for all these vet visits and all getting all their shots because they do come with like a plethora of like medical conditions. Unless that's you and your like goal for life, otherwise you're just getting a dog to make you and your like partner or just to make your life better. And so if your choice is to rescue, sure, but you have to have like. You have to know that you have to plan ahead for that, right? Like you're rescuing an animal. You have, like, Sammy rescued a dog,
right?
And he came from a puppy mill, and he has like issues.
Yeah.
And she has to deal with them. And it's a lot. She has to like pay a lot of money for medication. She has to pay a lot of money for vets, and that's like a whole thing to undertake. And of course, it's selfless to do that, but I don't think that's what you wanted to do.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I guess you go to a breeder if like you sort of want to start fresh. Like, but of course you have to make sure the breeder doesn't treat your animals like shit.
What are your thoughts on like neutering and spaying your animals?
I mean, again, it's the same fucking thing. Do you want your dog bleeding everywhere?
Is it about the blood or is it about the fact that like they're just going to create more? It's like, on the one hand, I have like weird, we had a golden retriever, you know him,
yeah,
Barney growing up, and we didn't neuter him. My mom had like a weird thing about it. She was like, it's not right to just like take away an animal's, like sterilize an animal. Like obviously they can't consent to that. But on the other hand, it's like you're just adding more, like if you don't do that and the dogs get pregnant, like you're just adding more animals into a world where there's
Did
already.
Did Barney ever impregnate anyone?
Not that we're aware of, although he used to roam around the neighborhood definitely like having sex with some dogs that he saw. But he's a boy, so like it's not like we would know.
Yeah, that's true.
Barney's got like a ton of kids out there.
Oh my god.
R.I.P. I love that dog.
Barney Juniors.
But obviously, if you have a female dog, it's much easier to know what that.
Because you had that other dog that also got pregnant.
Yeah, Peanut got pregnant. Peanut. We don't spay our animals. I don't think it's like necessarily a good thing. I think that like it's bad to have like unplanned for unwanted. Children or pets.
Or pets, right.
Or anything in there. But, like, I do feel on some level it's like,
it's fucked
oh,
up.
We're the ones who are deciding that you're not going to have
any
kids.
It's fucked up. I think it's fucked up. However.
You still do it?
However, like, again, you're getting, unless you're getting this dog to be, like, to just.
So the dog is your slave, is what you're saying.
No, you take care of the animal. You have fun. Like make it have fun. You go to the like playground. You run with it. You feed it like good food. It's your companion. Like the dog loves you just as much as not like making it do work for me.
Right. Yeah. No. I mean, obviously,
it's not my actual like. You know.
Right.
2017. You can't make those jokes.
It's like that.
But again, like you can't have it.
It's like that Phoebe Buffay thing with the selfless good deed.
Right. There's no such thing. There is no such thing.
You have to get something out of it, or else it's not like a
real
thing.
Exactly. I don't know. This might be like a bit of a taboo conversation. Again, I'd be able to have it in 2011, 2017. Not so much.
If you have any information that you think we're getting wrong about, like
about
about puppy adoption or anything like that, or dog mills. I mean, we're not definitely not like the most informed people on this issue, although I think we can still have
a pretty good opinion. But yeah, I'm also in the market of potentially getting a dog next year. So if anyone has any info, please let me know.
And now you know her motives.
Yeah.
So Eileen, you just moved right to Brooklyn.
Yes, I did, to Brooklyn. It's cool.
Great. Yeah. Like, so have you finished decorating, or are you still in that process?
Mostly finished. I just have a bunch of pictures to hang or just like put aside, you know, like against the walls.
Well, I feel like framing pictures and putting them up is just sort of something they never teach you in school.
They really, really don't. Like the mat and like what color.
Yeah, there's like a ton of different options.
Where do you even get all that? I don't even know.
If you're not an art major, are you supposed to know how to frame a picture?
Like, good question. But so this company, Framebridge.
So it's an online company.
Yeah.
And if you go to them, if you go to framebridge.com, it makes it really easy to frame.
Yeah, so we tried it. We tried Framebridge. The reason we bring it up is because I needed pictures framed. You can literally frame your Instagram pictures, like just from your Instagram. You can
send in your camera roll.
Yeah, you can send in like a canvas that you have. Like Jordana, you like buy shit like when you travel. Like you can send it to them. They have designers, I think, that'll even like tell you which of their frames will look good.
Yeah.
It's super affordable.
You can get some stuff like as low as like $39.
$39.99?
$39. Yeah. Seriously, like I mean, I go to a frame store in the city and it's like $200 for like the smallest thing.
Yeah, right.
So
it's crazy. But it's awesome. And the best part is if you go to framebridge.com, you use our promo code Betches, you will get 15% off. And basically, you can get so many frames.
Apartment decorating made easy.
Seriously, it's so fun. Like, I got a rose gold frame. I ordered a picture of me, my dad, and my brother.
You didn't pick a picture of me?
No.
Send into Framebridge? It's very rude.
I have 5 pictures of you up on my wall and one of my parents.
Okay, fine. I'm okay with that ratio.
But yeah, so go to framebridge.com, use promo code BETCHES for 15% off of your order, and get framing. It's really fun. Okay, so let's do some Dear Betches. Yes?
Right. Dear Betches.
Oh, I just have a lot of feelings.
Let's do it. I'll read the first one.
Okay.
Dear Betches, first off, love the podcast and think your advice is more sound than anything my $150 an hour therapist ever told me. Which brings me to the issue at hand. I've been dating an NJB, which was a betchless term for a nice Jewish boy, from Boston, who for 2 years and couldn't be happier. He's sweet, patient, and overly friendly and polite to just about everyone. It must be a New England thing. However, about 6 months ago, he developed a rather gross habit, and it drives me up the wall. I don't know if it's because he no longer lives with his parents and 2 sisters and instead lives with bros who do gross bro things, but it needs to stop like yesterday. Sometimes when we go out to eat, he forgets we're not in his living room, and he'll lick his fingers after he eats as if we're at a fucking Arby's. I'm cringing writing this, but it's been far too many times, and I'm at a loss on how to fix it. I'm talking at, like, nice places, too. It genuinely doesn't matter. He'll just give his fingers a quick 1, 2, 3, and look back up at me as if nothing's wrong. Literally just this past weekend, it happened with a shrimp appetizer at a nice seafood restaurant. Scallop fingers are greater than shrimp fingers. I've discussed with him that I find it embarrassing and have tried to help break the habit, even when we're out in public. But so far, nothing's worked. As someone I see myself potentially living with, I'm hoping the finger licking isn't a gateway habit to a more gross and embarrassing things. Am I being too uptight? If you have any advice on how to solve this issue, I'd be greatly appreciated. Much love, grossed out Betch.
This is so funny.
This is a great, great question. I love it.
Okay, so I was about to say, like, just tell him, but she did.
Told him, yeah.
What do you do? This, I mean, also.
I think you have to think about this, like, okay, this in particular and the way she describes it too is just like hysterical and like very weird habit. But I think you have to think about this like any other disgusting habit someone has.
Yeah.
Right. This one's like a little public, so it's like maybe a little worse. But what do you think? How would you go about that?
I mean, I always speak my mind, no matter, like, I'll just be like, can you fucking stop doing that? It's disgusting. Like, I'll do that. But I realize that's not an amazing approach for communicating.
That's not how a couple's therapist
would tell me to approach it.
Why don't you be like, I think maybe you, I'm trying to think how a therapist would approach it. I think they would ask, like, maybe you can ask him, like, why do you do that?
Yeah. Okay, well, I always think, like, okay, do you have any disgusting habits that maybe he's overreached? Like, maybe you're, she's, maybe she has to like refocus her thinking a bit. Like, maybe if it bothers no one else but you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe you just sort of because you can only control yourself and your own thoughts.
Right.
So maybe like, if you told him and it bothers you, maybe you can tell him again in like a nice way, like, I'm really sorry, but this bothers me so much. And I totally understand that it's just habit and like you can't control it, but like being with, but like, yeah, I mean, but it's a habit, right, like biting your nails. Like, I've been trying to get over this for years, but I still can't. Like, you, it's hard. So if he's like, I'm just not going to do that for you, then that's like a whole nother conversation. But he's like, okay, I'm going to try. Then you sort of appreciate that. And then like, you have to like force yourself to not get mad at it if you think he's worth it. Otherwise, just break up.
overlooking his fingers?
I mean, if you can't handle it, and he, like, you can only control yourself.
Right. Yeah, I mean, what if he's trying, he just can't stop? It's kind of like, imagine dating, like, a chain smoker. Right?
I feel like finger like, licking is worse. It's like, so...
I don't know if it's worse.
It's
like,
just the sound. Chain smoking
is smelly.
It's the sound of the licking. It's just grossing me out. The what best he, part is when he, she was like, when she was like we're at a fucking Arby's.
Why don't you curb it? Why don't you, let's say you could like, let's say we were like, okay, let's make a special, I understand this is something you do often and like you can't control yourself. Let's try to at least not do this in public.
Or yeah, like, or do it in front of me.
You can make like small steps with him. Like, let's see how like, if we can make this just like a home thing. And then once you get him to do that, then you're like, let's see if we can make this like a never thing.
Well, I think that this can do this. You can, I feel like you can make boundaries with people because that's like what makes relationships with, you know, your friends or whoever. Right. So you can either say the public thing or you can say like, or just try not to do it in front of me because it's like a respect thing. Like the same thing with any like flatulence or whatever. Right. Like you can fart wherever you want. Just try not to do it in front of me. People can control themselves all the time like with that or burping or anything like that. Like people have to do it. It's not like a habit, it's a thing you actually do, and you control yourself not to do, like, to create that boundary, not do it in front of your significant other. You close the door when you go to the bathroom, like, those maybe consider it as that type of boundary. Just ask him, like, maybe you can think of it as that.
I really want to respect you.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, it's like something, you can do something, and then everyone has their own, like, disgusting habits that they do when no one else is around.
Yeah. What's yours?
I eat a lot of cheese.
That's not disgusting. Is it the way that you eat it is disgusting?
Yeah, I mean, like, when I'm definitely, like, if I'm, like, alone eating, like, I'm a lot messier.
Yeah, same. I'm, like, really, like, not clean at all if people are not around.
And I kind of, like, love it. I, like, there's nothing, like, not, like, even, like, giving a shit about how you eat like that. But like, it's, like, I realize that you can't do that.
Whenever I'm, like, gross, like, just being a gross person, I always think that someone is watching me through all of my video cameras.
You have video cameras?
No, like, like through my laptop screen or my smart TV or my Alexa or like all those things that I'm like, fuck, I hate this world that we live in. That like you can't truly be alone.
You're so paranoid. You can be alone. The last thing anyone is like watching for that shit, they're looking for like maybe like a sex tape or like something like, at you like eating like nachos like face deep, like no one's gonna get money for that on the black market.
I know, but it's still fucked up, don't you think? Okay, no, we just came out with a video on the Betches Sup. It's at Betches_Sup, and it's about like living life as a conspiracy theorist, which I can really relate to, but you guys should watch it.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, so I can't relate, but Aileen is, so if you were like her and you think everyone's watching you,
go watch that video.
They're not. Go watch the video.
They are.
Oh yeah, did we land on the moon?
No.
Was 9/11 a conspiracy?
No.
Good.
That was fucked up. I don't believe that the government could, but could they? I don't know.
Are aliens real?
I do believe in extraterrestrial beings.
This is like a lightning round of conspiracy theories.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's so fucking, like, naive to think that we're the only people in this gigantic multiverse.
Oh, yeah, I think aliens are a possibility. No one's ever said, like, I don't think most people think, like, that's out of the realm of possibility.
They do. They're like, aliens aren't real. There's no such thing.
How could you know? There's an entire galaxy, like, universe that we've never been on.
It's a multiverse. There are many universes.
I don't think that's a conspiracy theory, because that's not like, oh, like, everyone takes it for, everyone thinks we're the only people.
So then what's the conspiracy against aliens?
Conspiracy theory is, like, something that's widely accepted. Like, we landed on the moon.
right? I don't think that we landed on the moon then. I don't. I think that was a video.
I disagree. Some things you could just believe.
But the alien thing, what people don't believe, what is the thing? That they came and they landed in like that?
I don't know if anyone is like, there's no possible chance. I mean, like, do you think they came to Earth? I don't believe they've come to Earth.
No, I don't think they've come to Earth. Right. Maybe somebody has had a sighting.
Maybe. I'm not like putting that out of the realm of possibility. 70s? Yeah, I think that kind of stuff is like, oh, we would have no way of knowing. This is stuff where like, there's a lot of evidence. I'm not like... paranoid.
There's a lot of evidence against the moon landing, too, you know, Jordana. You should read about it. It's really interesting. I could go on and on.
You're
going to
stress yourself out with this. Okay, let's do another one. You want to read it?
Yeah, okay. Hey, Betches. Longtime listener, big time fan. Thanks a million for making my commutes bearable. You're welcome. Sorry to ask yet another wedding etiquette question, but here it is. My cousin and one of my best friends from high school picked the same wedding date next year. I'm close with my friend from high school, talk/hangout all the time, but I'm not in the wedding. She mentioned possibly doing a reading or passing out programs, but nothing too important. On the flip side, I'm not that close with my cousin. We are friendly at holidays, but don't talk or hang out other than family events. So my question is it ever okay to skip a family wedding for a friend? I know either way I'll feel guilty, but would love to hear what you think. Thank you so much, befuddled bitch. I think it's fine. Like, your cousin you don't talk to.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think...
Were you ever close?
I think an important thing to realize with, like, people in your life is it's not, the label is not as important as like the connection. And I think that goes for like family, yeah, or friends or anyone. Like if someone's adding more to your life than another person, that's someone that you like should be closer with and consider closer with and go out of your way for more. Yeah. If there's someone who's like your relative in name, like even if it was your sister that you never spoke to, like it's like about your relationship or your connection. You're wanting to be there for like a special woman in their life. And if you're not close, then like don't just do that because in name they're technically supposed to be like closer to you.
Yeah, I think, go to your friend's wedding. She's your good friend. Just because you're not in it doesn't mean like she won't be like sort of, she won't be more upset than your cousin that you didn't go to the wedding.
Exactly.
Did I say that right? Yeah. She's going to be upset. She's going to be more upset that you didn't come than your cousin who you don't talk to. Like she's going to be like, oh, okay, cool. Like she had another wedding. That's fine. Whereas the other one be like, oh, her cousin, she doesn't even speak to her.
Right. And it sounds like you want to go to your friend's wedding more than your cousin's wedding anyway. And so you should do that because the fact that you want to go more shows that you're closer with her than you are with your cousin.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, there's your etiquette.
I think for weddings, do you. Unless you're not the bride, which you're not. So.
good advice. Okay.
Okay, so we got an email from a listener named Georgia, who's from the UK, and I love all things British.
Yes.
As do you. So I'm going to, she wrote an email. She said, hi ladies, obligatory but not obligatory mention of how long I've followed you guys, pretty fucking long. I love it all, and especially when you guys are really blunt with dear bitches. I have a couple of things to ask about. Firstly, what are your thoughts on arbitrary holidays? Today in the UK is apparently National Coming Out Day, but we've also had World Smile Day and World Teachers Day this week. I feel like if you're a good enough person, you're already doing what you need to do in terms of gratitude and support. These holidays are just an opportunity for virtue signaling rather than trying to highlight any important issues. What do you guys think?
Totally agree.
Thanks, Georgia. Thank you, Georgia.
Thanks, Georgia, for emailing us this amazing question. I totally agree. I mean, things that are... I feel like all these days only came out because of Instagram, so people can have an excuse to post a photo of themselves. However, the National Coming Out Day, I think that's sort of great because like the whole essence or the whole like thing about coming out is that like you're ashamed, and like you posting about it makes you like more confident and like not ashamed and just like out of the closet or whatever. So I think that's like for a good cause, but like National Fucking Smile Day, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Unless it's also for like underprivileged children like with cleft lips. Like,
here's the thing about all these national days. They're all PR stunts. They're all things so that publicists can send out a, hey, it's National Chocolate Day. Like, make sure you pick up like Dunkin' Donuts Chocolate McMuffin or whatever. That's McDonald's.
Chocolate Day McMuffin. Happy anyway, National Chocolate Day. Make sure you pick up a McMuffin.
They're like smaller scale versions of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Which is like fine if you want to like have a little fun and participate. Like I've seen, you know how many fucking PR emails we get about like National Tequila Day and picking up this brand and like sharing it with a
it's
friend?
All
like
BS.
It's not like so that you can enjoy this day, it's so that they can sell you shit that you don't want or need, that you think will make you happy, but it won't.
Yeah, but I like the ones that aren't trying to sell you anything.
Right.
So, like, that
ad. Although they can all be used to do that.
Of course. Right. But not, like, when it's about a product or, like, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
When it's
like a phenomenon.
It's or not a phenomenon, but, like, something that personal, like, emotional, like the coming out day, right. Which I really liked. I liked all of the photos of all of my friends on Instagram, and I liked everyone's messages, and it was just, like, sort of, like, meaningful, and it's, like, a chance for someone
nice.
To be vulnerable.
Right.
Which I liked.
Any of these holidays can be meaningful. Just for them, they are taken advantage of, but even like Mother's and Father's Day, like those can be meaningful holidays if you use it to like go out of your way and show your parents how much you like appreciate them. But like the real reason is not for that they're made. The real reason is that so like people can sell you shit that you
and
have
you
to
have
buy
to, then
to get
you're
for
forced
them.
To buy
right.
it for
yeah.
them. Yeah, I agree.
That being said, like there are some commercial holidays that are like fun to get into, like I love Christmas.
But I think that there's, like, no, like, the random ones, like National Donut Day, National Cookie Day, National Baked Goods Day, National, like, Shut the Fuck Up Day. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Like, where everyone just does not speak about anything. Doesn't go... We need, like, a national, like, No Social Media Day.
Oh, I love
that. I feel
that.
Like that would really help society in general.
Yeah, because, like, no one's... See, the reason no one would make that day...
Yeah, because you can't take a photo.
And you can't sell shit for it.
But also, you can't post. You would take a photo of yourself and then post it the next day when National No Social Media Day is over. Hey, this is me relaxing.
A national... Remember those things they used to have, like, the kindness challenge and all that shit? I hate that.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Anyway. Okay. We have some games.
Yes, let's play. Okay. I'll ask you one. Is Jordana, is this a deal breaker or a red flag? He's perfect in every way, but he cries 3 times a week. Does he cry about just like anything?
I don't know. Let's say he cries because like his sports team lost.
His what?
His sports team lost.
Or he cried during a movie.
Yeah.
Or like it could be random. It doesn't have to be like deep.
It's not like he's depressed.
Right. Yeah, like
he not, just not, cries over like very, very sensitive.
Very sensitive.
I think it's a deal breaker just because like I'm not really a big crier, so I don't think that. I think for a different person, I don't think it's like a deal breaker for everyone.
I'm a big crier, and that's a deal breaker. For me.
Well, imagine me who like doesn't cry that much.
Yeah,
and like it would be like a lot of emotions for me to deal with.
Yeah.
But I think if you have like a really sensitive person who's like really into that, I think there are people out there. I could see that just being a red flag.
Yeah, no, I think that's crazy. I get it depends on the person who has to deal with it. But to me, like,
for
I
you,
cry.
Yeah, for me, it'd be a deal breaker.
I cry during, like, fucking, like, the Kardashians. Like, but not in a way, I don't know. But then again, is this about, like, male versus female? Like,
no, I think if I would not expect someone to put up with me crying 3 times a week either.
But what if it's, like, a light tear, like, while during, like, watching an emotional scene
watching
on
the
a reality
Kardashians?
Show?
For a guy or a girl?
Well, girl, like, okay, no one sees me, and then my boyfriend comes out, are you fucking crying? And I'm just like, this was sad, someone died. Like, whatever.
I don't know. I would be, like, a little, if it was me, I'd be very embarrassed. But, like, then again, because, again, everyone has to do with, like, their own, like, thresholds for emotions and sensitivity. And, like, it's okay if, like, I don't think it's a bad thing. You just have to find someone who's, like, in line with that.
I think in the beginning of a relationship, it's a deal breaker. But if you've been dating for a really long time and you're sort of just, like, you know, having an emotional month, it's fine.
Okay, can I tell you, I play this game all the time, and that's true of every question. Almost every single question, the answer is, like, if I knew it in the very beginning of dating you, we wouldn't still be dating. But now that I'm, like, already really into you,
it doesn't
really matter. It's, like, unless it's, like, oh, I find out that you, like, murder people on the weekends.
Right. Or, like, Club Dolphins. What was that word?
Or Club Baby Seals. Unless something like that, in which case, like, you might have to really rethink who the person is.
Right.
Most things are,
because,
like...
Because this kind of thing doesn't, like, change who you are as a person. You're just, like, a little sensitive, and, like, that's the, like, sort of... the thing that comes along with it.
Right. My answer is mostly like, if I knew it on our first or second date, zero chance, but like, now it's okay.
It's fine. Okay, you asked me that.
Okay. Would you rather have your face pierced and your nose, chin, eyebrow, and lip for 3 years or have a permanent lower back tattoo?
Is this all for 3 years?
No, the lower back tattoo is permanent.
Oh, permanent lower.
Yes. Or you have 4 facial piercings.
For 3 years.
Yeah.
My nose, which I already had pierced.
I know, I took you.
I know. And when then I was younger during that period, I really wanted an eyebrow piercing. My chin, yeah, I would rather get the piercings.
In the lip?
Yeah. I'd rather get the piercings. I think it's kind of cool. I'm not getting a face tattoo.
That's true.
And like you can get like cute subtle piercings.
On your like tongue?
Yeah. You didn't say
Did
tongue?
Did I say tongue?
No, no, I would not get a tongue piercing. That I choose the
lower back tattoo.
That's where my thing, like that's where I stop.
I think I might agree. I really don't like lower back tattoos.
Yeah, but like imagine, okay, watch. If you ever watch a video of somebody getting their tongue pierced, because it's like fucking
awful. Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm like, almost like have a lisp just like by by proxy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I could never.
Okay, I could agree with that. Let's do one more.
Okay. Would you rather get blackout drunk once a week or get blackout drunk once a year, but you can't drink at all besides that? So you're getting blackout drunk once a week or getting just fucking wasted, but only once a year.
Yeah, and then you can't drink any.
And then you're
alcohol.
Like dry the rest of.
I thought of this because I blacked out this weekend.
I was there.
And every time I do it, I'm like, I need to stop. I need to just drink less. But then, like, I don't know, you're just out and it's like, there's a drink and like, oh, yeah, we're taking shots. Like, what are you going to be like? No, I've had enough.
But yeah. I couldn't. Okay. How, for the rest of your life? Because yeah. I blacked out many times a week in college.
No, this is like from now on.
From now, no.
You're going to do once a year? No,
because
drinking?
You're old. Oh, but I can't drink besides
that's
that?
What I'm saying. It's like, that's why it's hard. It's not like you're allowed to drink in moderation and then you just happen to black out once a year.
But you're talking about blacking out like you're fucking ridiculous. Once a week? Can I choose once a month?
No, that makes it easier.
Oh my God, I have no answer. I couldn't not drink for the rest of the year. I know people do it, but like that's just like, my lifestyle. I like love a good
Malta Buccino. And like every time I black out, though, I'm also like, why don't I just not do that? And it's like,
yeah,
it's very annoying.
So what do you choose?
I don't know. It's really hard.
This is a really hard question. Okay, why don't we like leave it to
our listeners
to answer.
Some people
us.
Just like don't drink.
I know. That's
and some
what I'm
people
saying.
Who are in college black out
all the time. So
black out like multiple times a week.
I think, every single night. Like I thought that was a normal thing, and then order Hal's at 6 in the morning.
I mean, not to brag, but we wrote the book on blacking out. Literally,
blackout Wednesdays.
Literally,
we had a holiday, a national blacking out day.
If you want to hear more about all the blacking out we did in college, pick up our first book, "Nice Is Just a Place in France," which we wrote immediately after we left college.
Yeah, and, where we thought we knew everything.
Exactly. So check out "Nice Is Just a Place in France" for more on how fucked up we used to be.
I like hid all my Facebook albums because they're just so awful when it comes to that.
Yeah, we were absurd. I can't believe no one intervened.
Okay, on that note, we're going to go. And we love you all. Please tell all of your friends about our podcast.
Yeah, next week we have a special guest coming on.
Oh, yeah, we have an amazing guest coming on. If anybody watches Million Dollar Listing, we have Ryan Serhant coming on. And if he cancels, sorry that we're teasing you. But please listen and bye.
Bye.